up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. Hey, I am B. Simone.
Megan Ashley.
Ooh, that is good. Save me a bite. Y'all. She got an acai bowl and it looks phenomenal. this is the Know For Sure podcast. Welcome back. If you have not seen our podcast, this is where we talk about all things healing, growing, evolving. We also have fun and act wild and crazy, as you can see in our previous episodes. I know. You're just trying to add extra shit.
It needs more honey.
Yeah, I liked it though without it. She was trying to add stuff to her acai bowl. She's like, "Give me that cinnamon spread." I'm like, "Megan, just eat the blueberry if you want something sweet." But we talk about all things relationships, not just romantic relationships, you guys. Platonic relationships, like me and Megan Ashley's relationship of 20 years, baby. Whoa. All right. Come on.
You got to do it like this.
On the chain.
Frankie wants to pray.
Anytime Frankie wants to pray, she's like,
she goes like this.
Can we do this,
please? We can do it.
She doesn't call it prayer. She's like, can we do this?
Can we do this?
I like, it's time for this.
I just like how I feel with this.
Guys, I like this.
We have guests. You've probably seen them on our stories over the past couple years, heard their names over the past couple years, but maybe this is your first time seeing their faces. This is their podcast debut. J and F. We have Frankie J&F. And Jasmine.
I'm the
virtual
J.
Virtual claps. Yes. I'm the J.
It only took 3 years right. for me to
for
know that.
B,
maybe
I
four.
Their company is J and F. I'm like, wow. Like, where'd y'all get J and F from? She's like, J. My name is Jasmine. Her name is Frankie. Frankie. And they have worked for the B. Simone brand for almost 5 years now. Mm-hmm. And they are behind the scenes working diligently for all things B. Simone. B. Simone Beauty, B. Simone Fit, the websites, all logistical things behind the scenes. And they are helping with KFS. We had a team meeting here in LA last night and it went phenomenal.
Team meeting and do a podcast tonight.
I know. Yeah. We weren't going to pod today. Megan wasn't having it. She's like, come on. We do not have to pod tomorrow because we podded yesterday. And we made it happen. So we're going to give y'all a podcast episode with two little other bonus members of our team. Yeah. So if people don't know who J&F is, how did you guys meet and start your business? Because this is like two best friends working together, mm-hmm. two friends working together. Y'all have had trials, tribulations. They go to therapy together, y'all.
Yes.
Like, it's like literally like a relationship. Yeah. It's a marriage.
It is a relationship. Yeah. It's not a romantic relationship, but
it's not.
I mean,
Frankie, that's me.
We said we were going to talk about that.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead. It's not romantic.
Frankie.
Frankie's
it.
It's not romantic.
Okay. Not all the time.
But I do want the audience to know because they see, you know, me and Megan working together. They always ask us, like, how it is working with your friend. And mm-hmm. it's, of course, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. And we love doing life together. But it is, we
it
have
can
challenges.
Also be very difficult.
Yeah.
Too.
And you have to work through it, like a romantic relationship or any relationship.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it takes, it's like this like balancing act, right?
Yeah.
Because I think in any work relationship, you need to be able to have good communication.
Yeah.
But I think when you have a friendship and it's a work relationship, then it adds this like emotional aspect that you need to be able to balance. Mm-hmm. So that's why for us, it's been really helpful to have therapy because we're able to have this like mutual person that kind of listens to us and breaks down like, okay, well, your reaction was this, the intention was that. Mm-hmm. So is there something that's being miscommunicated with your intention versus what the impact was?
Was there mm-hmm. something that happened that y'all were like, okay, we need to go to therapy? Or were you just like, let's just go to therapy. This is healthy. Nothing bad has to happen for you to go to therapy.
We were not in a good place. I don't remember exactly what happened that made us start therapy, but I remember – I think I asked you if you'd be willing to start therapy
Mike,
with
okay?
me.
Frankie, sorry.
Is it?
Yeah, hi. When you turn your face, yeah. maybe scoot this way.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good.
My debut. This is different.
I'm used to just talking normally, but now I have to.
You gotta talk like this.
And I have 10,000 too.
It's okay. Y'all, she's getting her mic together. We want to make sure you can hear her.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah, good? That's good. Yeah. Just make sure when you're facing Jazz, you know, they can hear you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't remember exactly. There was something that happened. There was like, we were just not in a good space. The energy was off. Like, it was just not good.
We were working, but we weren't having fun. And it wasn't like,
we were not happy talking to each other. Like,
yeah,
we
were like, okay, shit. Bye.
Like, I got to get on the phone with, it's just like, the energy was not good.
Yeah.
I think something did happen. Like, we had a disagreement or something was going on. And then the energy was like, even worse after that.
Who
and
I
was
like, therapy.
Frankie did.
Oh, I asked her if she would.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had always kind of, not always, but I had thought about offering it up for Jazz and I, but I wasn't really sure how that worked because it's like, we're not in an actual like relationship. She's not part of my family. Like, I didn't really know how that worked, but I was like, you know what? Like, this could be good because it's like, we have a relationship. So why not try something else? Because I was like, this is not working. And like, I don't want to be miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to feel like crap doing something every single day.
Because y'all met working. Like, we were friends first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, every relationship is different, but y'all met on business. And y'all built a friendship and a sisterhood after that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, through it.
Yeah.
And it's so layered. Like, it's hard to, like, compartmentalize the two relationships. There's just so much overlap.
Yeah. It's almost impossible.
It's impossible.
It's, like, people say, like, you have to know how to separate it. You can kind of...
Yeah.
Set boundaries.
Yeah, but it's so
hard.
There's
no separation of
especially
it.
Especially like when you care about that person so much and you know
and
so much about them.
When your purpose is intertwined.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's so a balancing act. Yeah. It's literally a balancing act sometimes. And I think that's what we were needing therapy for, to figure out how to balance it. Mm-hmm. And our therapist was like, look, work and friendship is very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that we really needed it in the beginning is because we have structure for everybody else. Like, you guys know, we are like,
organized.
When are we doing what? Mm-hmm. How are we doing this? But when it came to us and our internal business and how we wanted to work together, it wasn't structured where this is your title, this is my title, this is what you're responsible for, this is what I'm responsible for. Mm-hmm. So it was like, we were trying to split everything up as evenly as possible, but like, it's not always even.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, one person has to do more of one thing and then the other person has to do the other, but then that can build resentment when it's so uneven, and then how you're communicating about that has to be in a proper way.
And that changes in seasons too.
Exactly.
Like, that's how it was with me and Megan, like certain things. She just knew, like, we're just like, Megan does that. Like, I'm not good at it. I'm not good at following up. I'm not good at
circling back.
Excuse me, but now you are. You are so good.
I'm like, all right, guys.
Communication has improved so much on your end. And like, I can feel how much you genuinely try to follow through on things and be on top of things.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What did I drop? Be some beauty. Fuck. But she kind of just jumped in and took on a lot of stuff that she knew I wasn't excelling or good at in that season or whatever. Like, I got this, like, organization, flights, book. She's very organized.
Yeah.
So you kind of just jump in on what you're good at naturally. And like you said, that can feel uneven sometimes.
I think the imbalance too came from Jazz already had her own business before we started a business together. So she had a set way, or like kind of her bread and butter of what she found was her passion or what she was really good at or like what her strengths were. And I was in the process of starting my own business. So I hadn't fully flushed that out yet. So I felt like I had to catch up. Like I was like constantly trying to be just as like strong as her and all these things. And it messed with my mental health a lot.
Mm.
Like constantly feeling like I wasn't enough.
In this partnership or in general?
In general, that's a whole other thing. But
is it like when you put yourself in those positions?
Can I have that acai bowl?
Thank you. She wants the blueberry.
When you put yourself in the position of, I think, purpose, I think, love, you put yourself in a position to be exposed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when you really start to kind of do what you're supposed to do or be on the path you're supposed to be in, because God wants you to be so pure in it, that he starts to expose some of the areas that haven't been healed yet. Mm-hmm. And it's the person that you're tied to, your purpose mate,
yeah,
that exposes that. Mm-hmm. They are the opportunity for you to see it and fix it.
Yeah.
And because it's so intertwined, it's almost like you don't have a, it's either fix it or don't live out your purpose.
Absolutely.
You don't have a, so whatever you were feeling as far as, I feel like I'm not enough. What it really was an opportunity to expose that to you,
so you can fix it,
that there's something
it.
In which, you before jazz ever came along, yeah, that caused you to feel like you're not enough. But because your purposes are entwined and she has to have you and you have to have her, she's the opportunity to expose that and make you deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it, yeah, it's, and that's what I'm absolutely saying. We have to look at those relationships and those situations. That is a blessing, and it doesn't mm-hmm feel good, yeah, but for it is sure a blessing.
I literally felt like I was like a little ant with a magnifying glass, and mm-hmm the sun was like, I just constantly felt like everything that I
was the magnifying glass.
Well, like life and everything that was going on, yeah, was the magnifying glass. Like you yeah were part of it, and not yeah in a way that like it was like you were trying to hurt me or anything mm-hmm like that. Like, you were just like, I know you're supposed to be here with mm me. Like, catch the fuck
yeah
up.
Yeah. So I'm like a tough yeah love
she
person.
She was very tough on me too. And yeah, like, I was also going through my own mental things that were happening. I had really bad anxiety, and this mm added on to it.
Yeah.
Of the like feeling like I had to work overtime to try and like mm learn all the things for our business. But the business that we were doing was also kind of more structured off of what Jazz had already mm created herself. So it was like, I was just having to constantly learn and figure things out. And yeah, I was mentally exhausted. And yeah, I'm like also broke as shit. Like,
yeah,
broke.
Yeah.
Like at that time when we first started, we were not doing hot. I definitely mm wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was the stress of like that. I was also in like an unhealthy relationship too.
Yeah.
So all of these all things of just that piling up. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm, I would literally just like lock myself in my room and like even trying to work too. Like, I would have such bad anxiety, I couldn't even focus. Mm. And Jazz is like, hey, did this get done yet? And you're, I'm like, what? I literally feel like I'm going to have a pit. Like, yeah, I was having, attack, yeah, I was having, yeah, really bad, yeah, panic attacks too.
Yeah.
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 So it was just a bad time. But yeah, like, all of that was necessary for my journey to yeah get to where we are. And like, I'm yeah so grateful for Jazz.
Yeah.
And
no,
I feel like I've been like on the verge of crying this whole time.
No, like, but that's
yeah
real.
Yeah.
And, it's emotional the person that you are closest to that is always the one that it feels the worst from, mm, because yeah it's the one that you're yeah the closest
the
to
closest that so you it love.
And that's yeah and that's why you have to be like very like, I've been on this kick of like looking at the simple traps that I feel like the enemy tries to set up for us. Like, little don't stuff fall for the little stuff, because that is an easy trap for him to be like, see, this ain't gonna work.
Yep.
This yep this yep it can't be good if it's causing this much. Mm. Yeah. But really what it is God's like, no, this is an opportunity. I'm having her hold up a mirror to you.
It was so literally a mirror. Yeah. We yeah talk about this all the time. Like, our lives are mirrors. And I think like in the beginning of our work relationship, for me it was like the reason that I was so hard on her is because I believed in her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know that I like on paper am a little bit more ahead and more experienced and was already established. Yeah. But I knew that she was an asset to yeah what I was trying
yeah
to do.
Yeah.
And like, maybe she wasn't where I was, but I knew that she could get there. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like in the beginning it was very uneven, but I didn't know how to pour into her in a way that she felt seen, heard, and loved.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm took time for me to learn that
how to communicate with
exactly
her to
like exactly how I communicate with her, even though my intention is to bring her up here,
mm-hmm,
it's actually breaking her down.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you got to do it in a way that works for her.
Exactly.
It's not a way that works like, for you.
When I
exactly
feel like someone's wow like this to me and mm-hmm like so hard on accountability when I'm struggling,
mm-hmm,
that makes me go into a shell.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm like, this is not a safe place for me.
Yeah.
And so it makes me.
You need more gentleness, more
yes
understanding.
Yeah.
The gentleness like helps me get to a better place.
Yeah.
But when I feel like I'm getting punished or like scrutinized for how I'm doing something, or like if I'm struggling and someone's not like, hey, like, I see that you're having a hard time. Like, how can we figure it out?
Yeah.
You know, like,
or just the acknowledgement
that to me
of it. Yeah.
Is so huge to me getting there. Yeah. Like having that type of energy and support is huge.
And I think what we learned is that it takes both, though. Like, both. It takes. And anytime me and B have had an issue, it's that. It's just, hey, you got to tell me, and then I have to be aware.
Yeah.
And then I got to tell you, and then you have to be aware. And that's it.
That's, yeah.
And it's like, you got to tell me. You have to say, yo, like, right now I need you like this. I need you. I need this from you. And then
it could change day by day.
Absolutely.
Day, you don't know the
it's hard, though, when you have a business together and a business partner, like, knowing when to be like, hey, we need to get on this and hold accountability. Okay? Like, it's that's why it's so layered, and it's like, it's a balancing act constantly.
But it almost takes, it gives you the opportunity to take your ego. Like, I've been in an ego kill, like the death of my ego in this season of my life right now. But I think that it puts you in a position to kill your ego, because now it's not about both, and it takes both people. Because now it's not about so much about, hey, I'm saying this, but don't be offended. Like, you don't have to preface it anymore by saying, like, I'm coming at you from a place of love, when you both have the understanding of the responsibility that your purpose is tied up into.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to tiptoe around your feelings. Yeah. And you don't have time to tiptoe around mine, because we know what it is.
I know
you love me.
We're going to be in each other's life forever. I know what this is.
So we got to get to it. What is the issue? Get to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Stop waiting weeks and days to say something's wrong, because you don't have time for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our purposes are so intertwined, we got business
now.
To do.
Yeah.
We don't have time to wait and try to wait for the right time to talk about this.
Right. Yeah.
No, now. Yo, that don't make me feel good, bro. Like, what are we going to do about this?
Right.
This don't feel good.
I'm getting better at that, too.
I know. It's so important. We're getting to that, too.
When I text you and you received it so well, I sent a long
text. Yeah.
I was like, I just have to sit. And I don't.
We didn't even talk about that.
We didn't.
Go ahead and talk about it.
You're so non-confrontational, too.
I back in the day, y'all, let me tell you, I'm just like,
first of all, this wing eyeliner, what you doing?
Stop.
It looks so
She's
good.
She's a hottie Hollywood glam. Before, like,
young Hollywood glam.
These days, a lot of people are learning about all the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. You guys listen. If I was going to start a nutrition program, Prolon is exactly what I'd use. It's convenient, backed by Nobel-winning science, and it works. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering in totality with Megan Ashley listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/totality. That's prolonlife.com/totality for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/totality. All right, guys, now back to the show. Okay, you guys, before we continue with this episode, have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone for their recommendation? Listen, when I moved to Georgia with the kids, I needed to find a new doctor for them. I would ask everyone, so I totally know what this feels like. You ask everybody who you know for a doctor that listens to you, that knows your needs, that makes you feel comfortable. And after weeks of searching and asking everyone around town, you finally found the one. It's close to the kids' school. It's close to your house. It's amazing. All the boxes are checked. So then you call the office, you make an appointment, and they actually have an available appointment. Everything is working out just right. But then the receptionist tells you that the perfect doctor that you have searched all over for does not take your insurance. I'm telling you right now, wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book a doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient-reviewed doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every and any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. You can find the doctor you want and book them immediately with just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Go to ZocDoc.com/totality and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/totality. ZocDoc.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show.
She's like, I'm not, no, I'm just going to be natural.
What you doing?
It was an accident.
I fell off the bed and twink.
Because, you know, when you ain't wear, I'm trying not to wear so much makeup. So it's like, all right, do a lip and an eye.
You're not wearing anything on your face?
No.
Your skin looks beautiful. Stop.
Yes.
Stunning.
Glowing.
Be Simone Beauty. Like, girl, you sell lip gloss. It ain't got nothing to do with your skin.
The skin not is yet.
My bad.
What was I saying?
The text. You sent her a long text recently, you hadn't talked about.
Tell the whole story?
Just cliff notes, maybe.
I mean, we can get into it. They're kind of involved in that.
Get
a little
into
bit.
It. What are we involved in?
Do you know
in?
What I'm talking about?
Absolutely. About the manager thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can get into it.
Do tell. Okay. We're involved.
We need to
fill us in because this probably affects us.
This is just an example of how we both are intentional in getting better with what we said we were going to do, mm-hmm. right? Because I'm the person that's like, if it's awkward, if there's a problem, yeah, I just want peace.
I'm more like that.
How
too,
do we
think,
just
like,
have peace? We don't have to talk about it. Let's just be happy today.
I'm like, no, we're talking about this right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm very like, we both agreed in one of our disagreements, like in the past, like we're like, we have to talk about it. Whether mm-hmm. it's just, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other person starts crying or whatever. And that's like literally all I needed you to ask me was I'm okay. And guess what? Now I am okay because I just released it or whatever instead of just holding it in. Mm-hmm. So we had a conference call with somebody that, we're looking for a manager or somebody to oversee the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. We had a conference call and I brought the lady on the phone and, you know, we were talking and Megan just didn't seem like in the meeting, you know, she was very, I don't know, her phone was on mute, but it was kind of for them to meet. I already knew the lady, you know, and long story short, Megan was quiet the whole call. I don't know what she was going through. I have no idea. I didn't ask. But after the call, I sent her a text and letting her know how it made me feel. Mm-hmm. I know this was not intentional. Mm-hmm. I know you're not, don't care. I know you know this is important, but I felt that you were very dismissive to the person that I brought to the table for you to meet. Mm-hmm. That did not make me feel good. Mm-hmm. It felt awkward. I had to talk the whole time. I'm like, I already know the lady. Whatever.
Yeah.
And she received it. She was like, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. I understand. And it was over. Mm-hmm. I said how I felt. She received it. And now we're both aware of how I felt in that moment.
Yeah.
So moving forward. You know what I'm saying? But usually I wouldn't have said nothing. It would have just been like, and I was like, are you okay? Like, what? I don't, in that day, I think.
What happened was my mom had surgery that day, and right as my mom was getting wheeled into surgery, my grandmother got into a car accident. Sent me the picture of my grandma's car right before I got on the call.
And because I know my best friend, and because we are maneuvering through this workplace, I knew it wasn't personal. Mm-hmm. I know she cares about the brand. I know all of those truths, right? But that doesn't take away from how I felt on the call.
Absolutely.
In my mind, Megan got something going on that has absolutely nothing to do with this phone call. Mm-hmm. This is not personal.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But the responsibility on my end was, once she expressed it, it wasn't my opportunity to be like, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da happened.
To, like, justify and this and this almost.
Because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
She felt that way. And all that mattered was that she felt that way. It didn't matter what was going on my end. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. So my response to her was literally, I am sorry that I made you feel that way.
Yeah.
Period.
Literally. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's kind of just where it stopped. Because regardless of whatever happened to me, mm-hmm. 5-10 minutes before that, mm-hmm. I still affected her in a negative way, and I would never want that.
Yeah.
So it stops there, mm-hmm. right? Or I could have took accountability and said, hey, you guys, I'm going to put my phone on mute. I'm going back and forth. Everything's fine,
right.
But my mom it just got...
Component.
So,
right.
So
right.
Still the responsibility right. was still on me,
right.
regardless.
Yeah.
So
also,
now I
so
know...
that other people know what's going on, because the woman that you might have been speaking to, too, could have felt the energy as well and been like, mm-hmm. damn, like,
yeah.
that didn't feel good. Like,
yeah.
maybe
yeah.
she's not interested. Yeah. Maybe she's
no, for
care.
Sure. That's why I, yeah. that's why the response like, was just, my bad.
I understand. Yeah.
yeah.
And,
you know...
After that, I felt so free.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? All I had to do was tell her how I felt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just getting off the call and acting like it didn't happen.
And then holding it in.
Yeah.
Because even if you act like
yeah.
it doesn't affect you,
yeah,
those things add up. It's
yeah.
like points
yeah.
that you're just like
nipping
adding.
It in the
yeah,
butt when
the
it's
points
little.
That you're adding.
That
yeah.
was little. Like, I don't give a... I didn't... After that, I was like, I don't care. Like, I just... I want us to have communication. And mm-hmm. I'm like, are you okay? You know, which I found out later. But, you know... just having those conversations in the moment,
yeah.
I'm getting better at.
And being yeah. and being accountable in the moment, for the moment.
Right.
Everybody has
right.
the role to play.
Right.
And so
right.
my goal is to kind of look at situations where I used to be very reactionary just in my life in general. I'm trying to be a little bit more like, all right, let's take a full scope of the moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And instead yeah. of immediately reacting or responding to how I feel, what happened?
Yeah.
And knowing my person, what could she have perceived in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you
just
start
like
weighing that
out. The full
out,
scope of things versus just what you're feeling and
yes.
like where you're coming from.
You are disarming
it.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You're literally bringing yourself
yeah. And I like
would down.
You say, knowing your person.
Know your person.
Yeah.
I know my person.
I know
she didn't mean that.
I know she's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
This is not personal. This
yeah.
ain't got nothing to do
I know
with
my
yeah.
person. She's yep. on her period.
Right. No, for real.
She's about to start her period.
Yeah,
I know Braylon. Braylon
yeah.
is on a thin, thin, thin string when she's on her period or about to start
not
her
thin string.
It is not
a thin
something
tampon
she
string.
She is, literally. I'm telling you, she's tired. She don't feel,
yeah.
like, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Sleepy.
She doesn't like feeling sleepy. She doesn't like feeling bloated.
Mm-hmm.
She's bloated. She don't feel good. She's
mm-hmm.
sleepy.
Yeah.
And she's irritable. She wants to sleep. And what are the answers? What? So is it 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock? What is it? You know, I know, but I know her.
Right.
I know
like,
her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if
it's
even in that moment,
person.
If she
yeah.
responds in a way that may not feel the best to me because
mm-hmm.
I know her, I'm not even looking to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you look for it, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't look for offense
I
in our
feel
relationship.
Like that's
yeah.
like something that we've gotten
yeah.
so much better at mm-hmm. through therapy is just our communication and disarming ourselves sooner.
Yeah.
Because when
sooner.
We start
yes.
when we start like going and disagreeing.
It's like spicy as fuck.
Really?
In our
we
text,
get
like,
we get a little hot.
Jazz and I
well I've Jazz is spicy
Jazz
just in general.
Play. Jazz will
Jazz has
will
a
call
mouth.
You and be like, so what's the issue?
Yeah,
I'm like
Jazz has a mouth. She is spicy.
Yeah, she don't play.
She don't care.
She gets, she's and, like, I don't care.
And I go back to, like, I'm...
And Frankie is like, spicy, too. I've seen both of them.
Absolutely. Oh, I can, okay. Yes.
But I feel like...
She hasn't been on some of the spicy calls that we've had. She's missed a lot of...
Y'all be spoon food and feeding me.
Spoon food.
Well, but it's never towards... Like, my spicy comes out when people aren't doing their job.
Yeah.
That's where my spicy comes out. Mm-hmm. Or when people are disrespectful. That's a whole nother spicy. That's like spicy times two.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like with us, it was that Frankie's a very private person.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like to share what's going on. So I think one of the challenges in the beginning was that I didn't know that all of these things were happening. Mm-hmm. And even now, like, I don't find things out. So then when you don't know how to navigate. Because if I know where you are,
I can
then
help.
I know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
But when I don't know where you are, then I'm going to assume everything's fine and try to push things forward.
Or you're looking for them, right?
Right.
If I don't know where you are and I'm looking for you and I can't find where you are, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, the pin so at least I know where you at.
And where's your location?
Where's your location? So that way location. I know. No, seriously, that helps.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm that person where it's very hard to find me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am hard to find. When I don't want to be found, it is hard to find me. Yep. I know that.
I experienced that a lot.
You experienced that a lot with me. Yeah. Frankie, I mean, me and Jazz developed like a very tight relationship 2020. Like we were like, me and this girl talked. I don't know why that made me emotional. Me and this
I'm
girl.
I'm emotional too.
Me and this girl. Me and this girl talked every. Me and this girl talked every day for hours.
Yeah.
About business stuff, but then we would go on these tangents and talk. Like she knew me in a time where a lot of people couldn't find me.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? She did. She had access to me.
Yeah.
Because we had to talk so much and it would just end up flowing
down into what was going on in your real life.
So she had access to me where I didn't give a lot of people access.
Yeah.
So we developed this sisterhood where she know, like, I got her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know she got me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I know that people can experience that from me, and that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that just not knowing where your person is, that's scary.
Yeah.
Just like me not coming home, you waiting for me to come home and I'm not home and you can't find my location.
That is scary.
And I know you had to experience that for me a lot.
Yeah.
And I know you experienced that for me a lot. But putting that analogy together, that's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah. Not knowing where your person
is. You love them so much and you just want, you know, you want them to be okay.
But you can't find them though.
Yeah.
Have you ever not been able to find somebody?
That's the worst feeling.
That is a scary, like, I can't find you.
That's scary.
Where are you at, bro?
That's scary.
At least tell
then your
me
mind
you're okay.
goes too. Like,
you know?
Like, something can happen in the blink of an eye, and you're like,
And you start thinking of
stuff. Your mind just goes.
What if this, and what if that, and what if you start thinking of the worst? No, they're okay. You know?
And then I think you come start back going like, inward too. And you're like, what? Because I feel like what I experienced with our relationship was like, we were so close, and I felt like I was able to confide in you with so much.
Yeah.
And just like you understood not just like business, like we would literally get on and talk about Bisamon
Beauty
and all the things
at that
time and like how do we help, how do we take care of B and like that was like where our conversation would start, and then we would talk about like our
personal
lives.
Y'all then were taking care of each other
because I knew what she had to do for you.
We gotta,
exactly, and like we both saw before we knew, before it was known what was happening, we knew what was happening and we didn't know how to handle it. So we were like there for each other through that, but then it opened up just a whole new layer where I got to share and she got to see just like in my personal life, like my family.
Yeah.
Dazzy Poo.
I love you.
You're so strong. You're so strong.
Thank you. But Megan got to just like be there for me and
mm-hmm.
like just speak to my soul the way that you do in this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, just speak
life into you.
Exactly. And encourage you. And see me for like where I am and where I was, and like just lend a hand to her own experience, and I don't know, just like be there for me.
Yeah,
I think you just made her feel so seen.
Yeah,
like the way that you spoke to her and listened, and your own experiences. Like I remember Jazz just like talking to me about your relationship, and like you really just held so much space for her, and you were also someone that understood what she was going through. Because I think it's different when like I hold space for Jazz, but you've gone through a lot of similar things that I can't hold space for her in that way. I can be there for her as much as I can, but it hits different when that person
has been
relates
that.
To you, and you're like, holy shit, like your story and what you've gone through is so in tune with what I've gone through. Like I don't feel alone.
And that's how that's how our relationship was, and it was rooted in this like, I don't know. This is why I feel like I will forever say this. Like, I'm so thankful for the team that we have, because the way we look out for each other, like, we would be on the phone looking out for you.
Yeah.
Like, really ready to go to war with people, bro. Yeah. Like, really ready to tear some shit up for you. Like, how can we fucking fix this and shield you from so much that you didn't even know what was going on. We were like, no, we'll fix it.
Yeah.
We would get on
the
phone. We'll do it. We'll take the hits. We'll take it. Agonized. It was physically affecting us.
I'm so grateful for that.
And me too. Like
all of us. I'm not just saying it was all. It was Frankie too. It was physically fucking with us, bro.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
To see you in pain too.
Yeah. That was wild.
It was.
But to have that team, like, and y'all are watching this, we went through so much in 2019, 2020. I mean, y'all only saw a glimpse of it on the internet. And from lies to rumors to, y'all don't see what goes on behind the scenes when you have a team of women, number one.
Emotional beings.
Women that have clearly to put together all the pieces. And when the leader, technically, or the brand is like broken,
the face of
the company is broken, you know.
She just couldn't, but that's the thing, like she couldn't, she was in no space, she could not do it.
Yeah,
like she was so fragile in that time.
I was so sad.
Man,
that was
so
to think
hard.
About that time, how I felt then.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
That was hard.
Because it also feels like, when is this ever going to go away?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Are we going to get out of this? Like, y'all stood by my side throughout all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you weren't going anywhere.
People would have been like, what? Like, you're canceled. You're this. You're that. You're a plagiarist.
But we know you, though. Exactly.
Right. Like, that's the thing.
I feel like what?
Yeah.
If there's
my name or my brand can't be attached to that, you know?
I think if there's one takeaway from this, and like what I want people to really hear, is that you are the most pure, kind-hearted person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
like
that.
Thank you.
Stop!
It's true, though.
That's why we're so aligned, because we all have that.
We do.
Of us have that.
Let her give that to you because you need to hear that.
You have a way of making everyone feel so valued and so loved and so seen, and it's so authentic.
Yeah.
Just the way that you speak love into us.
Yeah.
We know that we come and we do work, right? Like we work for Be Simone Beauty, Be Simone Fit, KFS, but you don't have an expectation of us to go above and beyond from what we are assigned to do.
Yeah.
And you appreciate everything that we're doing, even though like we're paid to do it. You're like, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. It's like,
every
it's my
time.
Job. I'm doing
it's
my
the
job.
The acknowledgement and the gratitude that you constantly pour into us and express to us that makes us feel
so valuable,
valued and
Y'all
seen.
Are.
And that's not very common. Like, people can be very nitpicky of like, just always wanting more out of us. Yeah. And they don't understand the full scope of how much goes into what
and
we
what
do.
Y'all do.
Exactly. Like, they're like, oh, cool. Like, can you just do this, do that? And we're like, you don't even understand what goes into it.
I did close friends for a week. I said, Jazz, please. I get it.
Yeah. So multiply that times like 100.
Yeah. That's like, just a small thing.
Like, and like, even if you don't know every single thing that goes into what we do.
I know you're working. I know your passion. I know you care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not like, how much more can I squeeze out of them? It's like, I know that I'm getting so much value from these girls and I want them to feel valued and loved and seen and appreciated.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
with everything that you have going on, the fact that you still are able to do that and show up in that way, like that's something that I know we both admire so much in you and appreciate.
I love you guys. For sure.
And that's why when we have opportunities to continue to pour into everything that you're doing, we do it.
Yeah.
Because
full force.
We're happy to. Yeah. We're like, of course, like we want you to be happy and successful and feel like you have a solid team behind you that you can trust and like you don't even have to worry about things not getting done. Like, they're just done.
Yeah.
Like, things that you didn't even think needed to get done, they're done.
Done. Yeah.
And I finally feel that.
Yeah.
With everybody we have, with every everything we're doing right now. It's like, we still, you know, like you said, finding that person. Or there's things that we're still working on, but it's finally like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is who's going to be there.
Having
like,
a solid foundation.
I think the biggest thing, takeaway for me is like, we talk about all the time how like blessed we are to have the people and the team that we have, and the fact that we all have this like relationship. I don't know why it just it's mind blowing to me.
It's mind blowing
when I really think about it. Like,
think about what we have.
Yes.
It, because it's so
it's like,
rare.
It's so rare.
But even just like with Jazz and Frankie, like they live in LA, right? Shekinah moves to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Ashley already lives in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. B lives in Atlanta, right? For Shekinah and Ashley to meet Jazz and Frankie, and that already just be
family.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a bunch
like
of work.
It's effortless.
It was just like, it's okay, I'll call Shekinah. Yeah. Hey, Shekinah, do you? Yes. All right, I'm going to ask Jazz. I'm going to text Frankie.
Natural.
And it was just like, and we didn't have to say, hey, Jazz.
Be cool with this person. Like, connect with this person.
It was just like, y'all, it just like, oh, okay.
This
you
is
the
what
left
it is.
Foot? Yep. I'm the right foot. What's up, left foot? What's up, right arm? Oh, okay, you part of the body too? What's up? It was just
because
like.
Because there's that, it's that foundation and that love and that, like, we already know we're on the same, like we're on the same wavelength
everybody
and the same page.
That's like-minded.
Absolutely. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Like, and it was
and we're
not,
on the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're on the same team.
And even the things that like annoy us about each other, it's like this family annoyance.
Family.
It's like not
it's
annoying
like
she
bitch,
gets on my fucking nerves.
Never.
But it's just like, oh, here come Jazz with her pepped ass asking about a meeting.
Circling
like,
back for the 100th time.
Circling back. Here come Jazz.
Yeah.
Circling back.
Yeah.
Or like,
here
that's comes what, Frankie with her.
Yeah.
All right. Like, what's up?
Like, oh, I need the thing
this.
For November 1st.
Okay. She's like, hello.
I asked twice. Message this is the third time.
You should have been answered.
Yep. Yep.
It's a family
it's a family annoyance.
It's
that's
not
literally,
like, it's a
family.
I don't
it's
know
family.
How to explain
it's
that.
It's family.
Well, it's also it's, like the things that we're circling back on or trying to do are all to make
the fucking engine go. Yeah.
Just the personality of each other.
Yeah.
Like, we naturally have things that get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
We all know that. But I love
we
how
love
we can,
each other
when it's
so
time
much.
To come back to the table and get shit done,
we're
going to come back to the table. We're going to pray.
We're
going to cry it out.
We're
going to love each other and get it done. Like, I love that we can always get back to that place. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jazz won't let too much time go by before she like, what's up?
We need to have a meeting. We need to have a call.
Or if Frankie can't articulate how she feels, Jazz will step up and be like, all right, I'm going to, Frankie's not doing this week. I'm going to do it. And I got her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody just protects
each
other.
It's a beautiful machine. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our.
It's always like, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
And I think that's where Jazz and I have grown to, too, is like, we've gotten to a place, because I think in the beginning of relationships, sometimes you're like, is this going to work? Is this even good for me? Is this where I want to be? Mm-hmm. But I think now we're in a place where we're like, we're going to figure it out no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. You take it off the table.
So when it's energy,
which is what we have with you all. Yeah. Like, we're always going to figure it out.
Yeah.
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 I think too, like when our relationship initially, when we started like therapy and we were doing all of this work, it was so business focused. And when I realized like there were things that I learned from Frankie that I wasn't doing for myself, I wasn't doing the self-care. I wasn't prioritizing myself. Yeah. Things that annoyed me about her.
I prioritized the self-care thing. She would get irritated because she's like,
didn't understand how imperative it was.
I need this right now because my mental health is not good. Like I need this
for me to be best in this partnership.
And it was something that I was growing. Like I was actively working on loving myself and prioritizing myself and taking care of myself. So that was something that I was actively doing. At the time, Jazz didn't understand.
I did none of it.
She's like, no, boom. Like,
I was the person that would wake up at 5 o'clock and start working and would work until 12. Like that was work for me, was my safe haven. Mm-hmm. That was my safety net. Mm-hmm. I had to provide for myself. Mm-hmm. So I worked my ass off and I didn't know anything besides that. I didn't know that I deserved success. I thought I had to earn success.
Yeah. And she Jazz always felt that was the only value that she could bring.
You deserve it. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I would always tell Jazz, like,
let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number smart beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number smart beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You don't gotta do all that.
Yeah.
You have a story.
Yeah.
Like, you're good on your own, babe. Yeah. You don't gotta do none of that, and you're still good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That was a big thing
still
for
worthy.
Her. You're still, like, we love you. If you decided to shut this shit down tomorrow, I love you.
I still love you.
Mm-hmm. And you still are the shit to me.
If you have to take a break.
If you gotta take a break. If it don't get done. If you fuck up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're still golden. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like trying to get her to understand, like, you still gotta be good outside of what you provide.
Yeah.
You still got to be good.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, spiritually, healthy, like, all the way around.
That took a lot of work. I feel like this year is, I went through a lot this year, but I'm now in a place where I have boundaries that I didn't have before. Yes, I prioritize myself when I didn't before. Matcha,
I love that.
Matcha was literally the start for me of me.
Matcha is her brand, Muy Matcha.
But but it really was like, it was the beginning of when.
Zoom in.
I'm trying to have like a serious moment. She's like, MuyMatcha.com.
It's a big deal.
It is.
I want them to know what matcha is.
It's great.
Well, also where it came from.
Yeah. Well, the reason that. Like, I've always struggled with anxiety, and I just felt, whatever, I'm anxious because I'm busy and I'm doing things all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I drink coffee all the time.
And, why would I be anxious?
Right. And then when I couldn't sleep at night, I'd be like, why can't I sleep? But yeah. I would have coffee in the morning.
Day, yeah. That's what Megan said. She's like, I can't sleep. You're drinking a Red Bull before bed.
Right.
I'm literally praying, God, please let me sleep. He's like stop drinking coffee
and Red Bull. Down.
Yeah, and then you'll exactly. sleep. Easy.
So I was on this like journey with like my hormones too. I have PCOS and there's just like so many factors in that. And so anxiety is kind of like a portion of it. And when I was looking at alternatives, matcha was one of them. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try this out. I tried it. And like for the first week, it wasn't even in my mind, but for the first week, I was like, weird, I'm sleeping so much better and I haven't had anxiety. I'm like, holy shit. Like coffee was giving me anxiety and I was not feeling
jittery
good.
And,
exactly. Yeah, I was jittery. I was anxious. Then I couldn't go to sleep. Yeah. Then I was tired in the morning. So I had to drink coffee because I was so tired.
Yeah.
Then I would crash at 2 o'clock. So I'd want to have more coffee. Then I was more anxious. It was like this vicious cycle. But the false productivity that coffee would give me made me feel like it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was okay to keep running on empty.
Yep.
And then a year, no coffee. 2 years, no coffee.
Wow.
And I had never felt better. Like, I can wake up and I don't need to have anything.
Making that simple adjustment, I'm just, though. And paying exactly. attention to your body.
But what more importantly, I think it was like the anxiety portion was important, but I think the most important part was that because my anxiety had calmed and the mornings now, it was a moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a moment for me to do what I needed to do to fill my cup.
Yeah.
It wasn't about let me chug this coffee so I can be productive so for the world. Work. It was let me drink this so I can feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And not
take a moment for yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And breathe.
That self-care.
A moment worth savoring is literally like the phrase because that was what I needed so much in my life. And it was just a tool. That,
you don't need something extra to make you productive. Like you feel more grounded in what you're doing. And
exactly.
A healthy energy to push forward versus like.
You but it's mental.
Good.
It was all like the mental for me.
Yeah.
And what I realized is like coffee was just a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee was my trigger of my anxiety, my anxiousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I found something that alleviated that, but also gave me a tool to prioritize myself and not just start my day for everybody else.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Started for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what did I say to you what week was that? Last week or the week before? I was like, practicing being present in every moment prepares you to be present in every moment.
Oh, yeah.
The awareness to be present in every
aware,
moment
yes.
prepares you to be present in every moment.
So it can
moment.
Just happen naturally.
So that way you're
strengthening
you
that muscle
that.
Of
strengthening
just.
Strengthening the muscle, that's mm-hmm. it. It's just a muscle. Yeah. And you doing that, like, all right, I'm going to do my matcha in the morning. It's just training that muscle.
Exactly.
So then when you find yourself in another moment where it's like you need to savor that moment, that muscle is already being strengthened because you practiced it every morning.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for anybody watching, sometimes it just takes the one step. Just do one thing.
One thing. Yeah. Give up
Don't
one thing.
Give
You're
up
trying
one
to
thing.
Change your whole life in 24 hours.
Right.
And not knowing that the one thing will change your whole life.
It's a domino effect.
Because just
domino.
Making that choice, exactly. Making that one choice, then it's a domino effect. Exactly.
In every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, for the working out. That is more mental and every other aspect than anything else.
Yeah.
It's not just
when
physical.
You make it a habit, then it's not like you have to pull yourself out of bed
to do it.
You're like,
the discipline,
this feels good.
And
this is what I do.
Consistency.
And this is it's almost like you train your body to do it so much, your body will be like, bitch,
you
come
need
on.
To get up.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if for whatever
reason,
what
your mind is doing, come on.
And even if you slip out of it too, like say you don't keep up with whatever it is that helps you be grounded and at peace, you know where to go back to.
Yeah.
Like that's something, there's always an opportunity to readjust, realign, and go back to those things that you know are good for
you.
Like,
just, but you have to try to find those things so that you know how to get back to it.
And they're different for everybody.
Absolutely.
It is different for everybody. And something
Jazz
that worked
does
before.
A damn Cirque du Soleil every day.
She loves her Cirque du Soleil.
I miss Ariel
much. Like she said, it's called Ariel.
Yeah.
I miss Ariel so much. I know y'all thinking about the Little Mermaid. That's not what she's talking about.
fly on little fabrics.
That
sometimes.
Is crazy.
Fabrics.
She's really good at it.
She's so good.
But
wait,
it ain't never gonna look like that for me.
She took me to one class, and I felt like I got my ass beat.
Yeah,
literally. I was like trying to hold myself up in these things, and I'm like, I feel like a rotisserie chicken.
You and are like, a rotisserie chicken. You get the little burn lines and everything.
My burn. Like, I had bruises. I was like,
chicken? You are a rotisserie chicken.
No, I swear. Like, I had burn bruises. I was like, Jazz, cool. I'm glad I had the experience, but like, I'm good.
Jesus.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Rotisserie chicken. You are a rotisserie chicken.
You guys are Wait, who, did you say I'm
Jazz? Did
yeah, I said, yeah,
she's you like, you are. The little things are in your
No, it really feels like it. But I mean, you're wrapped in like a rope and it burns you.
How did you even get into that, Jazz?
I always, okay, honestly, I think I went to a club and I saw some girls doing it. I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Back in her rave days. No, literally.
She was a little wild. So was what? I was definitely.
I was wild too.
I was
not going to lie.
But I am alive and well.
Frankie's like, all right, like, now, I have this.
I'm grown now. I'm grown. I have this. You know, it's taken a lot to get here, but we're here.
I wasn't like a hardcore raver, but I raved.
I wasn't. Okay. I was a partier. We'll just leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a partier too.
Frankie is, listen, y'all. Y'all see the skin.
Give me the acai bowl.
No.
Wait, because she rap. We need to put on a beat and like, she got to rap.
Frankie is a whole thug. Frankie
literally. No, but thug. Literally.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She knew all the lyrics. Remember we were in the car and like the baby came on. It was Suge or something.
No,
I don't know.
It was like nasty.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
My That's my
fault. And she went off.
This is my debut podcast. I cannot come out the gate like mad.
Okay, so Patreon only.
See? I'm saying Frankie is ghetto.
I'm the one that like clenches my pearls.
I know. I've learned my partner. I cannot say and send her certain things because we don't have the same camera.
Jazz is like, what is
she legit got like mad at me. For something one time.
You said
like,
her porn?
Kind of.
Basically.
But not that, look at no. Her. Okay, do you remember when that video of the guy during COVID, everybody would be like, yo, look at this article. And he'd just be like, boom.
No.
What, was his penis out?
Yes. The big guy with the penis.
Don't send me that.
Send it to me.
So, okay, I gotta find them. I probably have like an arsenal. Like, it was just funny stuff that people were sending around during the pandemic. I thought it was hilarious because it would be like, literally everything's getting shut down in the world and COVID is not over for another 5 years. And you'd open it and be like, boom.
And then you send it to her and she's pissed.
Yeah, but I would laugh about it with everybody. Like, it was hilarious.
What did you say when you saw it?
She was
don't
like,
send me this ever again.
No, she got pissed. And she like, she was like, don't you ever send me that? I was like,
no. Context, she had sent it before and I was like, ew, I don't like that.
Yeah, she's like, ew, I don't like that.
Actually, the first time he sent something,
like, I didn't necessarily
either. Hold on. The first time she sent it, she had a traumatizing experience at you went on a hike and this guy flashed her. And it was like traumatic.
Okay, but that's different.
But it was the same day.
No,
it was the same day.
This guy was in a car next to me, pulled up, and literally like came to my window with his peepee out.
And she was so traumatized.
And was like, literally like, come here. And I'm like, ah!
And so she calls me freaking out about it. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's crazy. And I'm like, go.
Sending a
picture.
No,
but it was the same day.
It was the same day.
There's
a difference between a man coming at you.
I can't see it a day. That was too many dicks.
Between a man coming at you.
I can't see any more dicks. You told me about the dick in the park. Now you're showing me a dick. It's too many dicks.
I'm going to, hold on. I need to pull
this
picture up. Like, even for my birthday, my friends
got me. I ain't seen my husband's dick that much.
My friends got me a cake with him on it because it was hilarious. Like, it was funny. And there was a little flower that covered his. I'm going to check whatever.
Anyways, PSA.
So don't send Jazz.
Anything inappropriate ever.
Jazz, you've never got like a dick pic unsolicited?
Like, not from my friends.
I don't like those. So that's weird to me.
It's just unpleasant to me.
Also, they're not cute.
It's one of the most, it's one of the most inappropriate things you could do.
Yeah, it's inappropriate. Yeah. Don't do that.
Why would you ever think that is what and what is it? I be checking myself. I'm like, what is it about me that made you think
I want to see your balls
or that you could even think you could do that?
I don't think I ever have.
You've never gotten an unsolicited dick pic?
I probably like once. I don't really get them though, because also like I don't really post a lot on Instagram either, so maybe that's why. I don't have a ton of followers either, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I don't.
I have gotten, like, DM requests, but I don't open them. Like, when it's, like, a blurred photo, I'm like, delete, blah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
But previously, yeah. Here. But anyways, it was just the back-to-back, and then I was like, yeah, I don't like this. And then she sent it again, and I was like, never again.
She was pissed.
So no dick pics.
So no dick pics. No funny business. In that
you can
way.
Send them to me though. Those are funny.
I'm gonna find a link to one because when you see it, yeah, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it was.
Do you know that there's a book of penises? It's called the Book of Penises.
Where's
it at? Get the damn.
Not me saying I don't like dick pics, but give me a penis book. Yeah,
it's actually a really cool picture. Things. It's like different shapes and sizes and curves and colors.
Interesting.
And it's a dick. It's a.
I think I'm good.
Book of penises.
Yeah.
How did
you
we
know
get
who
on
told me
topic?
About the book?
We
you know who told me about the book?
Who?
My mom.
And they were saying that I'm.
How does she know about it?
She's freak.
Your mom is freak.
In summary,
I don't know where that came from.
No, nasty.
Okay, but yeah, sidetracked. I'm out here.
As y'all can see, friendships have layers.
We were crying
from therapy to dick
pics.
From therapy to dick pics. But if y'all do want to start a business,
damn, I wish that could be a title, from therapy to dick pics.
Wait, where are you going with this?
No, I'm saying if you want to start a business with your friend, you need to know it's work.
Okay, I thought you were going to talk about like making a book or something.
No,
in all realness.
No. It's work. You have to do the work. Like, yeah. That's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah. It
no,
definitely is work if you want it to be
successful,
sustainable,
longevity,
successful,
yeah, and have that relationship.
Absolutely. Because I think it's also so important to have a friendship and a strong relationship with the person that you're working with every single day.
Jesus.
If you're
every
going through
single
something,
day.
If I'm going through something.
I talk to Megan
like,
more than I talk to anybody else in my life.
Yep.
Same.
Yeah.
Every day.
Probably literally. More than we talk to our
we're on FaceTime all day.
Yeah.
But and that's why I don't think it's possible when people are like separate the two. Mm-hmm. It's like
I have
think
to
I want to separate. Yeah, I don't think I want to separate it. Like we in this, we life partners. We got to just figure it out.
Yeah.
And
if it's, you know, it's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
once you know for sure and you see it and you know what the vision is, it, of course it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. And let's keep it. Let's keep it a buck. I don't know if we said this yet, but these are still women of color.
Yeah. Yeah.
These ain't just white girls. These ain't white girls. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. These
got,
are women
LA
of
color. They got a bitty, bitty bum bum.
They're brown women.
Is
Frankie,
that what you got in the spirit today?
Frankie, you're what? South African and Mexican. And Jazz is Mexican.
Mexican, French. All sorts of
yeah,
things.
But
brown.
Mexican makes them
brown.
You know what I'm saying? So these
women
are all
color.
Women of color who are successful, figuring it the fuck
in
out, going
business,
to therapy, having the conversations, doing business together,
yeah.
connecting with other women of color, doing business. Yeah. Like, that needs to be highlighted and known that it exists.
And it is possible. Yeah.
And we all don't have to look the same for women of color to come together.
Yeah.
Why Mexicans and blacks ain't working together? Women.
Yeah. Women.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't ever want to take this again for granted because we don't see it that much.
Yeah.
You got black women coming with brown women from other brown and black countries. Like, that's a big fucking deal.
But once again, going back to why this works, they were working on their selves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And their foundation.
And their partnership. And
we were working on our, you know what I'm saying? Individually.
And we attracted each other.
We attracted that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And when we came together, it was like, well, I've been doing the self work. I know how to continue doing the self work. We've been doing the self work.
Right.
Continue. And that's how it grows. Yeah. You have to start the work with you.
You're becoming better in the process of trying to grow something together. Like, if one person is not trying to work on themselves
and
doesn't even try to have that awareness or like improving on things, like, you're not going to be on the same page. But if that's truly what you want, you also get to put yourself in the position and around the people that are doing the same thing, because you can't say that I want to grow and I want to do this, but then you're around people
that
have zero
no
awareness
desire.
That aren't getting out of their own way and don't have any desire to.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy though that even when you're not with each other, you still don't put yourself in certain positions because it might affect
that person,
the business or the partnership or like
or the
purpose, end goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things I don't even do, or I know that she don't even do or go. It's like, we going together, we ain't going.
What? For what?
For what?
For what?
For what?
I am literally, we, the thing tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I'm not going. If they're not making, let me bring a plus one. We're not going to party. We need to walk in as KFS.
Because it's like everything we do is with together. A purpose.
That is the purpose. Yeah. You need to see us together. I need you to know who are those two women. Like, I don't just need to go.
You just are more mindful because you have somebody that you're attached to. I'm mindful about how
it's like when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
If I'm not going to do the same thing I do when I'm single that I do when I have a
partnership because this person might be affected by it. But then it's like, even in your personal lives, like you got to make sure your relationship at home is healthy because if it ain't, it's going to fuck up what you got going on over here.
Absolutely.
That is so real.
I'm saying when you find that it's connected.
Every single thing.
It makes you so hyper aware that everything you do is with that person, that thing, in that mind. Purpose in mind.
That intent. And making it better.
Like, yeah.
Because
when
you work on yourself and you're making your own personal everything better, it's going to make this better. It's then I can pour into her more, then I can pour into our business more. I'm going to have more clarity on where I want to go, and where I want to go involves where JNF wants to go. Like it all feeds into one another. So I think getting clear on those things, like I've been in a place more recently where I'm like, I get to get extremely clear on where I want to go, what I see for this, what I like, what I don't like, what I want things to feel like. Because I think that's, it's so important to have a clear understanding of that.
For you.
And it's never ending. For me. But then she also gets to experience the clarity that I have on it because it affects her.
Right.
But then we were talking about that with Shekinah. Was it you or Shekinah? I don't remember the other day. It was like, how dare you not grow and heal? It affects every person around you. You growing and healing and maturing and doing all of that is not just for you.
Yeah,
it's for every single person that is attached to you.
Or every single person in the world. Like
literally
your choices, like when you
every
understand
single
that
decision.
Your choices and your growth and your dedication to being the best possible human being who could be in this lifetime.
Everybody.
Literally it's a chain reaction. Yep. It affects when you walk down the street and see someone on the street. If you give them a certain energy and say hello to them, that could be the one thing that they needed
to change their entire trajectory.
Or the opposite of that. You're not healed. You're just mean to everybody around you. You get in the Uber, you mean to the Uber driver. That can affect his family. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with good or bad.
Like having such a clear understanding of how impactful
you are
in everything. Yeah. The way that you speak to someone on the phone, if you're just calling somewhere, like I try to do my best to be my best self. There's times where I fall short for sure, but my interactions with people, like I want them to feel seen and heard and connected to, and like I want that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's something Frankie's so good at. I always compliment her because when we get in the elevator, she'll say, hi, like, how are you doing to people? I'm like, I'm the opposite.
I'm not like that. Yeah,
I'm quiet. Don't talk to me. Like, I feel elevator like it's, music.
That's Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley's
elevator
like, music. Hey, how you doing? Good
Ashley's
morning.
Like, I love your shoes.
I mean, I'll have a conversation with people if I'm like feeling it or if there's something, but I'm not good
initiating.
At forcing or initiating it.
Yeah.
Where Frankie, it's not like she's like, it's so authentic.
It's
for
genuine.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a practice though. Like sometimes I literally, like before I walk out of my apartment in the morning, I'm like, if I'm not even feeling my best, I'm like, you get to still show up and connect with people and say hello and ask people how they're doing. And I can see people's faces light up with just that. Like, they're surprised because most people are in the elevator like, you know, like, it's
that's
awkward.
Me.
I'm
like,
it's awkward and it feels dry. But I think when someone's like, hey, like, how are you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't
even
know you, but I see you.
I'm much better at compliments.
I compliment people a lot.
Yeah, same. I compliment
like
people all the
day.
Time.
Find something good on
that.
But it's the opportunity that I feel like our relationships have that put us in the position to continue the practices outside of those relationships.
Yep.
And I've said that before.
Yep.
Like, my relationship would be gave me an opportunity to adapt practices that have helped my relationships in other
all the way around.
But it was our relationship
that
ignited that.
Yeah.
And so
for sure
it's taking, like, when I go outside, I have a fire pit now, and it's like my favorite thing to do now. I'm like, I love it too.
It's so fun.
Make s'mores and just like sit at the fire. I love being outside and sitting outside, and I have like a nice peaceful. Except when the train comes by.
That train, we'd be in the middle of crying, and it'll be a train will come by. We'll be
like, just give me a second. I'm saying something.
You're like still talking.
And then
you
start talking, and then they honk.
Or something. It's like, Jesus. But I was putting the fire pit, and I was messing with the wood, you know, the wood, and fire started going down. And I'm like, damn, like, how can I get this fire up? Like, how do I keep the flame going? And it was like just maneuvering certain logs and moving stuff around. But the goal was to keep the flame going. As long as I had a little flame, I could keep, I could create a fire.
As long as you didn't let it go out.
As long as I didn't let it go out. As long as I kept positioning and moving stuff around and flipping things over. And as long as I kept irritating the flame or doing whatever to keep it going, as long as I didn't let it go out. And I felt like that's how I am and in our relationship. It's like, take that flame and spread it throughout every part of you. But that spark that we have
that ignited it,
it ignited it, like that flame. I took that flame, as small as it was, the small efforts that we did, they weren't big flames, they were small flames, and I took those things and I attached it to everything I wanted to be on fire. I just threw it in there. Threw it in there. And I'm like, and anything I had to do, if I had to move myself a little bit to the left, move myself a little bit to the right, be quiet a little bit, speak up more,
just pray, the boundaries,
whatever I had to do to position myself to keep the flame, because I experienced it.
And you know,
and I knew it was possible.
You know it's possible. You know,
and
it
I watched it go from a small flame to this burning thing that it was unstoppable.
Yeah,
like this flame that we have.
Yeah,
it is spreading.
Yeah,
That is what's happening.
That's what's happening.
And it started here. Yeah. It started as this small flame.
Yeah,
these little conversations. Then they grew to 30-minute conversations, and then those conversations grew to 4-hour conversations. And now it's grown, and now we're having conversations with people
in the world.
Like, what? You see what I'm saying? And it was this little flame, and because we experienced it, we did everything we had to do to keep that flame going
and keep feeling it. Once you feel that, you will fight to. Once you feel peace, once you feel happiness, once you feel the self-care,
that's the real
once
drug.
Once you feel the boundaries, once you feel the healing. What?
You can always come back to it.
I can feel this.
Right.
I can
And
still have a great
life.
But
I also think when you feel all of the things, when you feel so fulfilled, when you feel like your cup is so full, it makes you appreciate the times that you didn't.
Oh, 100%. And know that those times were needed to even feel this.
Like that was necessary. That was the foundation for you, though, because you can't fill a broken cup. So you have to seal those cracks. You have to figure out where are those cracks coming from. What is causing them? Why am I traumatized
and
by them?
And that's hard. That
why
am
I getting to the root
of doing the work?
How do, exactly?
And, but then and when then somebody's you filling your cup, when you actually find someone that fills your cup, you expose the cracks. Because you see how quickly it leaves.
Right.
Then you know where the cracks are. But it was her filling my cup. And I was like, damn. I didn't even know a crack was over there. Yeah, bitch, because you ain't full. Your cup was empty. Of course you didn't know where the leaks were. You ain't got no water.
There was nothing
there to
expose
where the cracks are.
There ain't nothing in there. So when she started filling my cup, I'm like, and I watched how fast I allowed it to drain because I wasn't aware of the cracks.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a me thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a her thing. She was filling my cup. Do you know what I'm saying?
It showed you the things you need to fix.
It shows you the things that you need to fix. And sometimes we are so off. We want to go like this. We want to go like this when we feel that for the first time.
Yeah.
That was me.
But that was exposure. That was God saying, yo, there's a crack there.
That was me.
And I'm using her to expose the crack.
That was me.
Don't try to, don't self-sabotage your relationship with her. She's the reason why you know there's a crack. She's the reason that's going to cause you to go get the glue.
Right.
He was the glue.
And she might know where to get the glue.
Right.
She might have some extra glue.
Right.
She might help you glue it up.
Right.
But it's the exposure. She's not the person to fix it. She's the person to expose it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want our people to fix it. Mm-hmm. And that's not their job.
Sure.
I am to expose it to you.
You have
and
to
you
do
got
the work.
To go get the glue. And where's the glue? The source, God. Go get the glue.
Wow.
So he can seal it.
Wow.
It ain't her job to seal it. It was her job to expose it.
Wow.
It was her job to fill it.
That's good, Megan.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fix people so bad. No, love them. pour into them so that the cracks are exposed. Jesus. So that they go to him to get the glue. Them
through it.
That's it. That's all this is. That's all this podcast is. Yeah. We just going to keep pouring it, pouring it, pouring it. And sometimes you're going to have people that's like, damn, there was a crack. And sometimes you're going to have people that stop fucking with my shit.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't have any leaks until you got here.
Until you came. You gotta go. Yep. So we're gonna get either reaction. We're gonna be like, thank God for letting me know there was a crack. And there's gonna be some people that's like, yo, you was fucking good before, my shit is flooded now. Yeah, right, what's up?
Yep.
I don't like that.
Yep. Yeah.
But that is our job.
It's not comfortable to see your cracks. It is so uncomfortable to do the work and see your cracks and be like, holy shit.
Or to have a false sense of like, I thought I fixed this crack. Mm-hmm. And then when water's being poured into it, it breaks. And you're like, fuck.
I thought that was healed. Like, I thought I already addressed glue. I thought that was over.
Because we try to seal it with temporary things. That's not the thing that's actually going to fix it. Because you're not going to the
and
source.
And also, like, it takes time to fix them.
Yep. Yeah.
To fix the
it
crack.
Takes time for it to glue to dry. Yeah. You got to let it seal.
Because if you think about it, the time that it has taken you to become you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30. She's 30. The time that we have literally become ourselves. All of the trauma.
Yeah.
The... just everything that we've experienced that has that made us put our guards up or like just to be how we are, that time that it took, we have to now
take it.
It's a bit different now because we have the awareness and the knowledge tools, and the tools and the maturity
and
to
resources.
Do it faster.
Yep.
But it's still takes time.
It takes time to unlearn anything, man. Yeah. Once you adapt. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like all of our lives, we just walking around adapting to things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not being aware of things. Mm-hmm. We too busy adapting and not being aware of like where we are. Like, nope, I don't actually need to adapt to that.
Right. All right, you guys, really, really quick. I know. The conversation got so good that we're going to have a part two next week. Okay, so make sure you stay tuned for next week's episode. We're going to end it right here. We love you guys. Thank you for watching. You will get part two next week. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.